Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week. Aloha's to you, the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. We are in Operation Hurricane Florence Watch and will continue to be right through the weekend as we watch the approach of the storm to the North Carolina coastline and eventually headed for the upstate. As always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, and my email address bob@1063word.com. With the upcoming elections in November, the midterm elections, we here in the upstate, especially in Greenville, Spartanburg, and the other upstate counties, are going to be voting for a new congressman to replace Trey Gowdy, who has decided to retire from his service as the 4th District Congressman. As you know from the GOP primary that took place back in June, William Timmons will be the GOP candidate. And joining me on the phone now is another candidate for that congressional seat. That is Guy Fury, who is the American Party candidate. Guy, how are you?
Well, Bobby, thank you very much for having me on the show. I think you've been in the upstate for about a dozen years. You just had a dozen-year anniversary at WRD. Is that right?
Yes, sir. You are correct. And 12 of the best years of my life.
And been in the upstate overall for 16 years. Is that right?
Yeah, November of 02 was when I first touched down here. And it was love at first sight, and my baby doll Brenda and I decided that this is where we're going to continue to live out the remainder of our lives.
Well, absolutely, and thank you for having me on your show. I've listened to your show a lot in the past, and you do a great job, and people really enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you, Guy. Tell me a bit about the American Party. I remember. I wasn't around at the time because it was in the 19th century, but I remember the original American Party was known as the Know Nothing Party, right?
Well, this is a the American Party has had various iterations throughout our history.
Right.
This version here in South Carolina was founded by a former Republican, Oscar Lovelace, who ran for governor against Mark Sanford,
mm-hmm.
right when the Appalachian Trail, if you recall that type episode, and Dr. Jim Rex, who is a former Democrat, and Dr. Jim Rex is still to this day the last publicly elected Democrat to a statewide office
wow.
in South Carolina.
Wow.
And so they met each other on the campaign trail. And they got to know each other a little bit. They liked each other. And they said, look, our parties are hijacking the country. We the people are suffering because the parties are putting the party interest before the people.
Yeah, there are many who believe that Democrat and Republican parties are merely two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at it and it's kind of something that our founders warned us about. I don't know if you're aware or if you've ever read George Washington's
sure.
Farewell to the Republic.
Yep.
In 22 pages, he basically said pretty clearly what we need to worry about the parties. And then John Adams, just in case we missed the point, John Adams said even more bluntly, you know, the two parties, I think he said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great political parties. each arranged under its leader concerning measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution.
And sadly, that's exactly what has come to pass. And so the American Party, what, is offering itself as a viable alternative?
Yes, I think it's time for us, as we the people, our government is supposed to work for us, mm-hmm. not the other way around. Our government is supposed to be of, by, and for the people.
Correct.
And I've listened to your show, and I know you espouse that. The problem is it's become of, by, and for the politicians, the career politicians, special interests, and the two parties. So I think it's time, as citizens, to take back our republic and return it to its rightful owners, we the people. One thing I think I heard you mention once on the show, you said something like power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. And it's not an original thought with me. I'm merely repeating it, but I believe in the accuracy of that.
And the thing is we, the people, have willingly given absolute power over our government to the two parties. So how's that working out for us?
Yeah, not very well. Well, what are the issues of concern to you, Guy? And we're talking with Guy Fieri, who is the American Party candidate for the 4th District congressional seat about to be given up by Trey Gowdy. What are the issues that drove you to enter this campaign, Guy?
Well, if I recall correctly, you have a music background.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got your start as a 15-year-old as a DJ, isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So music, I think, has power, and I think there's a song that's kind of my theme song mm-hmm. in this race, and it's Kid Rock. I don't know if you've heard the song Born Free.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about wandering out into the great unknown. He's talking about being born free.
Mm-hmm.
Strong is the wind I'm facing, chasing dreams and facing Father Time. I harbor no illusions. This is a conservative district, and the Republican candidate has a leg up on everybody else.
You bet.
I believe in freedom. And I believe that our two parties – give you an example.
Yeah.
Something near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Health insurance and
right.
health care.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the Republicans claim in 2010, just give us the House and we will fix Obamacare.
Right.
Check. Done. The American voters did that. 2014, they said, just give us the House – Let's keep the House. Just give us the Senate. We will fix Obamacare.
Yep.
Check, check, done and done. 2016, just give us the presidency. Let us keep the House. Let us keep the Senate. We will fix Obamacare. Check, 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 done, done, and done. Is Obamacare fixed?
No. The individual mandate is gone, but thanks to John McCain and his parting gift to us before he left this, shuffled off this mortal coil, we still have Obamacare.
And we are in a situation because of the two parties where people, and this is the difference between, I think, that I have in this race.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the real world. I understand the challenges of the common man. And the common man right now, if they don't have insurance through their work, they're paying more for health insurance than they are for their house.
And getting less.
Right. For a $6,000 deductible.
Right.
And that's insane.
Yeah. Who can you're paying for health insurance that you probably cannot even use.
So bottom line, that's just one example. Another example, the voting, straight ticket voting. I'm a conservative guy. I don't know if you know that, but I am
mm-hmm.
I'm on most things. I'm
right.
a little bit more moderate on some others, but immigration. We've been talking about immigration ever since you came to the upstate.
Yeah, true enough.
Is it getting any better?
Nope. No, in fact, okay. It's going the other way. It's getting worse.
So when you look at issue after issue after issue, the two parties, they don't care because they have career politicians. But the common man, he's hurt by a government that doesn't work in his best interest.
Yep.
And that's what we have right now. And, you know, I think the other candidates in this race are nice guys and all, but one of them, he seems to view this as just another step on his career politician ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he declared for this race just 14 months after being elected to serve in the state Senate.
Correct.
And, you know, to me, this is not even about me. I'll tell you all you want to know about me, but this is about the people. It's about what's important to them. That's the most exciting thing that I have on this campaign is people actually like to be listened to.
Yeah, they do. Guy, I'm running short of time here, but for people who would like to learn more about the American Party and your candidacy for the 4th District congressional seat here in the Upstate, have a website they can go to get more information?
Sure. We're on Facebook. It's guy4congress.com is the website. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And I'll leave you with one thing that I know you're a student of history. I think this warning from John Adams, I think, is pretty powerful. It says, posterity, you'll never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I know you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.
I love John Adams. In fact, the opening theme music that I use in the show is the theme from the HBO miniseries about the life of John Adams and his wife, Abigail. Guy Fury, he's the American Party candidate for Congress. Guy, thanks for your time today. Pleasure talking to you, and best of luck to you in November.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Good to have you here, sir. 19 minutes after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back here on the Thursday edition.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each day, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. In on the text line, 71307, Bob, your last guest talked about absolutely nothing. Good gracious, he couldn't tell us what he stood for. Bobby, Guy seems like a nice guy, but he couldn't articulate his platform. Bobby, does your guest have a website for himself and the American Party? I need to know more. I'm not on social media, from Al in Simpsonville. I don't blame you for not being on social media, Al, but apparently not. The only addresses that he gave us, Guy, the number 4, Congress, Guy 4 Congress, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Bob, price gouging on the way from the coast. $7 per gallon for fuel? You need to let Alan Wilson's office know about that, the Attorney General's office. Robert, I say, we're going to have ourselves a big old storm. Hurricane, that is, on Foghorn McTaxter. Thank you. Bob, wouldn't attacking Trump supporters be considered a hate crime? No, not in today's environment. It's considered being patriotic by the left, by the progressives. Bobby, when will middle America assemble in D.C., overwhelm Capitol Security in numbers only, no weapons, and physically carry out these elected worthless members of Congress who allow DOJ and FBI lawmakers to thrive, lawbreakers to thrive? A fresh Congress would be a great start. I would agree. Toss them all out and start all over, with the exception of Jeff Duncan. You can say, well, and I guess a couple more, but that would be about it. Bobby, I've never in my life seen such an evil smirk than Peter Strzok Stroke. He is just creepy. Mike from Malden. He is creepy. Bobby, has everyone forgotten how to drive today? What is going on? You assume they knew how to drive in the first place to have forgotten how. Bob, so now we're going to have to hear breaking weather alerts for 2 days for flash flooding for Saturday morning. I'm reminded back in the day when Jerry Seinfeld took off on Weathercasters.
But I love weather people. I like weather people because they got to make it seem like what they're doing is important. They're on the news. So they got their storm tracker, their AccuWeather, their Doppler radar. Just tell us what to wear. Can you just tell us? Sweater. Just say sweater, say corduroy, say chiffon, whatever is appropriate. I like when the guy scrolls the radar. Let's show you what's coming through the area. I'm going to show you. Let me back that up. You see? Do you see what's happening there? Do you see? No, I don't see. I don't understand. No more numbers. Just clothes. Tell us the clothes. I used to live in L.A. Doing weather out there, those people, horrible, because the weather never changes. They just come out same. It's the same. Back to you, Bill. Same tomorrow. I'm not coming in. This is stupid. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that's true enough. You know, the greatest job in the world would be the weathercast, TV meteorologist in San Diego. Yeah. Eh? Sunny to partly cloudy. That's 75. 60 for the low. Remember what I told you yesterday? It's good for today as well. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. 429 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday on 106.3 WORD, where we keep you in touch with Operation Hurricane Florence Watch.
Bob McLean.
Yeah, Texter reminded me. The late, great George Carlin.
Yeah, the hippy-dippy weatherman. Yeah, some showers showing up on the radar, but it's also picking up some Russian ICBMs, so I wouldn't sweat the rain too much.
George Carlin.
Mostly dark tonight, turning light towards morning. That reminder from Ron Hoffman, yeah, the late, great George Carlin. I used to joke, you know, because I at one time, in my esteemed career, was a I'm now a recovering TV meteorologist. I used to jokingly say, here's my long-range forecast. It's going to rain off and on for years. And I was right every time. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, wasn't Guy, who was with you earlier, isn't that Guy the insurance guy? Yep, it is. Same individual. He didn't say much of anything, but he figured out none of the incumbents had anything to say, and they got elected. Good point. Bobby, I honestly think we should separate the country, give the Democrats Washington State, Oregon, California, and let them have Barack Obama back as their king, and Hillary as their queen, and then let them have their own little bailiwick there. Hey, wait a minute. Hasn't that California weather girl been wearing the exact same outfit all week? Bobby, is it true that Trump left Twitter? Not that I've heard. I'm unaware of that if it's happened. Bobby, Florence Watch, she's going to file a hashtag Me Too complaint for voyeurism. Bobo, where do you think a Henry McTaxdog gets his accent, all that foreign language that he speaks? I think he got it in Weatherworld. Wasn't that what he referenced? Yeah, Weatherworld. Oh, what the boys in Weatherworld are saying. Bobby, do we know the name of the FISA judge FBI and DOJ conspired with? There have been rumors, but nothing definitive. Bobby, Mr. McLean, Guy, the American Party guy, sounded honorable. If I vote for him, it'll take a vote from representatives and add percentage to the Dems. I'm between a rock and a hard place here. Please comment. Vote your conscience. It's simple enough. You know, I don't think you're wasting your vote. It's your vote. How can it be wasted if you cast it in a manner that you believe that you should? Oh, apparently he does have a website. I'm sorry, his website, guy4congress.com. Okay, guy4congress.com.
Dot com. And I'm sure they probably have position papers on there and all that stuff. Bobby, what do you think these lefties will think when Trump supporters have had enough? Gotcha. Bobby, I'm afraid the overhyping of Hurricane Florence will lead to people ignoring real evacuations in the future. The Weather Channel and local authorities have screamed, run for your lives, for a week now. I think it's already happening. You know, look at the number of people. You know, we were talking with Brett Jensen from our sister station, WBT in Charlotte. He was in Wilmington. Tons of people there riding it out because they believe the storm is overhyped. And it's the little boy that cried wolf all over again. I believe that catches me up with the text line momentarily. Meantime, amongst the other things going on, Dianne Feinstein, who is kind of the Republicans' answer to Maxine Waters. How old is Dianne Feinstein? About 110? I mean, I should talk. You know, I'm no spring chicken myself. But Dianne, enough is enough, okay? From the website The Intercept, Ryan Grimm writing, Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee have privately requested to view a Brett Kavanaugh-related document in possession of the panel's top Democrat, Dianne Feinstein. But the senior California senator, yeah, very senior, has so far refused, according to multiple sources familiar with the situation. The specific content of the document, which is a letter from a California constituent, is unclear, but Feinstein's refusal to share the letter has created tension on the committee, particularly after Feinstein largely took a back seat to her more junior colleagues last week as they took over Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings with protests around access to documents. The letter took a circuitous route to Feinstein, the top-ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. It purportedly describes an incident that was relayed to someone affiliated with Stanford University who authored the letter and sent it to Representative Anna Eshoo, E-S-H-O-O, a Democrat who represents the area. Different sources provided different accounts of the contents of the letter, and some of the sources said they themselves had heard different versions, but the one consistent theme was that it describes an incident involving Kavanaugh and a woman while they were in high school. Are you kidding? They're actually going to try and drag up something with Kavanaugh and his girlfriend while they were in high school? Kept hidden, the letter is beginning to take on a life of its own. This is supposed to be something that's going to be a Kavanaugh killer in the confirmation. Eshoo passed the letter to her fellow Californian, Dianne Feinstein. Word began leaking out on the Hill about it, and Feinstein was approached by Democrats on the committee, but she rebuffed them, Democratic sources said. Feinstein's fellow senators want their own opportunity to gauge whether or not the letter should be made public rather than leaving it to Feinstein to make that call unilaterally. The sources were not authorized to speak on the record and said that no senators on the committee other than Feinstein have so far been able to view the letter. So what? This letter describes an incident that was relayed to someone affiliated with Stanford who authored the letter. So this is like third person. This is like, I know somebody who knows somebody who said this about Kavanaugh. The woman who is the subject of the letter is now being represented by Deborah Katz, a whistleblower attorney who works with hashtag MeToo survivors. Oh, I see where this is going. Joseph Aboud, an attorney at the firm, said the firm was declining to comment. Emma Crissy, a spokesperson for Eshoo, declined to comment on the letter her office sent to Feinstein, saying that the office has a confidentiality policy when it comes to constituent casework. Feinstein has released a statement this afternoon acknowledging the existence of the letter, saying, "I've received information from an individual concerning the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. That individual strongly requested confidentiality, declined to come forward or press the matter further, and I have honored that decision. I have, however, referred the matter to federal investigative authorities." Well, if this person is demanding to remain anonymous, strongly requesting confidentiality, look, if you've got a charge to make, come forward and make it. Otherwise, forever hold your peace. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right. They'll look for anything. They'll look for anything. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
What?
Welcome back. 4:52. It's 8 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. By the way, there is an upcoming update from the National Hurricane Center down in Coral Gables, right outside Miami, Florida, upcoming at 5 o'clock. And so at 5:20 this afternoon, when he's had an opportunity to digest the latest data, Ray Miller from our Severe Weather Center will be joining me, and he'll give us the latest on what's happening with Florence. To the phones we go. Let's bring in my buddy Ira. Hello, Ira. How is your Thursday?
So, as you say, so far, so good.
Excellente.
Well, I got a question, and then I'm going to make a comment about the weather thing you were talking about, if it's all right.
But, sure.
We saw John McCain come in, and he was angry at Donald Trump, but he put the thumbs down and all that.
Yep.
And that's how he voted, because that's how John McCain wanted to vote, because he was mad at Donald Trump.
Like a petulant child.
Yeah. Now, is that how the people of Arizona wanted him to vote? I mean,
no.
They voted him in. No. So how is he representing people if that's how he – how did any of those guys do it? I mean, they vote what they want or they vote what the people want?
How about we should ask Lindsey Graham the same question?
Yeah? I mean, it didn't make any sense. All of Arizona could not be voting the way he did. They should have, I guess he was too sick to make a scene about it anyway, but
I don't know. I have gone back and played campaign commercials from McCain's last campaign. 24/7, 365, it was get rid of Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
And then how's he vote?
Now, on the weather thing you're talking about, Los Angeles weather, and if you have a chance, get an air check of the real Don Steele.
Sure, I remember Don. He did afternoons at 93 KHJ in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, that's right. Boss Radio.
Yep.
Anyway, he has a weather forecast where he has Los Angeles weather, and he says in the Orange County it's 91 degrees, at the ocean it's 63 degrees, in the mountains it's 58 degrees, and currently here in Hollywood it's 79. I mean, how many? He had temperatures all over the place.
yeah, because it did. I mean, out there temperatures do widely vary from Simi Valley down to the coast. So there actually is some variance there. Thanks, Ira. It's good to hear from you, buddy.
Same here. Have a good day.
You too. Take care, sir. Quickly, before we get to the news, top of the hour, time for today's edition of...
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Okay, here we go with five random for Thursday. Even though it doesn't appear that way on a map, Australia and CONUS, the continental United States, are very similar in size. Down under, the land down under, 2.97 million square miles. The U.S., 3.1 million. We drive on the right side of the road in this country. We are in the vast majority, as it turns out. People drive on the right side of the road in about 75% of countries around the world. The actor Jean-Claude Van Damme, big action guy. He was originally cast as the Predator in Predator, and there's a new Predator movie that's coming out, or is already out. But he quit when he got to the set and found out the Predator costume would hide his face and he wouldn't get to show off his martial arts moves. Oh, nope, I'm out of here.
bulls. They don't charge at a matador's cape because it's red. They are colorblind, of course. They charge because of the movement of the cape, the way the matador is moving it around. The Dream Team, the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, was the one with Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird. How dominant were they? So dominant, they never called a single timeout on their path to winning the gold medal. There you go. There's five random for today.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
We are awaiting the latest update from the National Hurricane Center as Operation Hurricane Florence Watch continues here on WORD. We'll have the latest for you, and I'm joined by Ray Miller from our Severe Weather Center in the next hour. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.